Well,
you know, age and treachery will beat youth and strength any old day. And there's got to be a way we can figure out to move things until your guitar player and bass player can be seen and that song be done again. I don't know if they can. Can you stand up behind the drummer? Can you stand up behind the drummer? You think the chords are long enough to do that? You need a little more volume on you, Clint.
Can you guys turn me up out there or something?
Can you guys turn him up out there?
Just a little more volume on the guitar.
That do it? Now, I tell you what I want you to do, Merle, when you finish this song, which I craftily figured out a way to get it twice.
That's fine with me.
Now, when you finish this song, you do a couple that are your choice, okay?
All right.
The people love you and they want to hear you.
Once again, they're marking my 1, 2, 3, 4.
You like riding in the country in my Cadillac. When I try to kiss you, you keep on pushing me back. Say you like the party, the money that you need. Can you give me just a sample, huh? Before I sign that deed, don't look at me. Like, baby, you don't understand. If you want to be my woman, then you know you've got to let me be your man.
Switch it around this time, Mark.
All right. It's true. You try to play it smart and you look so innocent too. You say you like to party on the money that I earn. Can you give me just a sample, babe? Something in return. Don't look at me like maybe you don't understand. If you won't be my woman, then you know. Let me be your man. Let me. You gotta let me. You gotta let me. You gotta let me.
Much, and I know the rest of the band thanks you. And I'm going to move over here where I can see these guys, but I'm used to working closer than this to them. I didn't even bring a guitar, but as you can see, I didn't need one back here, did I? You know, Doc said we could do anything we wanted to. We didn't have to do a gospel song or a religious song, per se. But I do one every night on the show that's kind of like good in either venue. Because I got that old-fashioned love in my heart. You remember that morning? You want to kick it off? Well, usually a fiddle kicks us off on the stage. We don't have our fiddle player with us.
You want to try laughing? One, two, one, two.
I guess people in our business always have a new album, as long as they're in the business. Anyway, we want to do a song called Sometimes I Dream. Kick that off for me.
Never love again.
never a lonely man. Oh, but sometimes I dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clint Strong.
Sometimes I dream, looking out through my window, speeding through the night, a long limousine. There's a curse on my heart, and I'll never love again. Forever alone, man. Yeah, but sometimes I dream.
At both services. I don't think there'd be anything wrong in doing that song now and then doing it again. But that's it's a funny thing about that song. Everybody has someone they lean on through their life, and Gene was fortunate enough to have his father, and I didn't have my father. I lost my father when I was 9, and I envy you somewhat. Spend all the good years with your dad. And I also want to say something about Inez this morning. I guess it feels quite funny being in service without Bob Scott alongside you, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, I just got to meet him for a short time, and he certainly was a nice man, and I'd watched him lead the services on television and enjoyed it very much. But there was a man named Lewis Talley, who was kind enough to help me when I came out of prison. I was in prison when I was very young, and when I came out about must have been 22 years old, I guess. Louis Talley was one of the men that helped me get started in this music business. And, you know, excuse me, I have pneumonia. Gene, I think there's a lot of people has it, this deep chest thing. But anyway, I may have to cough every now and then. But Louis Talley was the man that helped me through my life and was probably the nearest thing I had to a father all through the years. And he passed away a couple of years ago. But right before he did, he had heard this song called If I Could Only Fly. And he was a musician and had known many hundreds of songs in his life. And he said to me about a month before he passed away, he said, you know, he said, Hag, he said, that, I believe that's the best damn song I've heard in 15 years. And he said, that's the only song that I've heard that I wanted to learn. And so it's really a song that means a lot to me. And it was quite ironic that your dad liked that song so much, because Teresa's mother also likes that song. That's her favorite song also. So we'll do it for Pat and we'll do it for Ted. Okay.
Touching me just now, I wish I knew which way to turn and go. I feel so good and then I feel so bad. I wonder what if I could only fly, oh, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, and I've had no. The sinking sun, one more long night. The wind keeps blowing somewhere every day. Tell me things get better somewhere up the way. Just dismal thinking on a dismal day. Sad songs for us to bear. If I could only fly, if we could only fly, if we could only fly, there'd be no more lonely nights. You know, sometimes I write happy songs, then some little thing goes wrong. wish they all could make you smile. Coming home soon, and I want to stay. Maybe we can somehow get away. I wish you could come with me when I go again. Oh, but if I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye just to come and be with you. I can hardly stand, and I've got nowhere to run. Just another sinking sun, then one more long night.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Another big round of applause for my great band, Strangers. It's part of them.
I know my dad is really enjoying this service. And because we have a television audience, some stations of which will view this service and are viewing it live by satellite right now, I dare not assume what I think they've probably discerned. I dare not assume that all of them are like you, already aware that my father, with a quick heart attack, was promoted to his reward earlier this week. But he's alive and well, and someone commented to me about my comment that he now leads the angels in singing, who had a distorted traditional view of angels as beings that will always be superior to us. My Bible tells me that God appointed angels to be our servants in eternity. So I'm sure that Dad must say, well, I miss them down there, but I got a bunch of singers that have had more practice than the ones I had down here. Now, and I'm sure that you know, as I feel the warmth you express to our guests, that they are making it much easier for me to carry this service. I worked long and hard last night trying to figure out what message would be fitting for today. And these our friends have made it much easier for me. I have put in a call to Chester Jenkins. There will be many guests this afternoon who will give you pictures of my dad's ministry that bridged 55 years. Some who knew him in his early pastorate, those who know him in the 15 years that you've come to love him as pastor with me here at this church. Chester Jenkins is the secretary of the denomination that my father served so faithfully in both its formative years and successive years. Until his death, he was honorary member of the International Board of the Full Gospel Fellowship of Churches and Ministers International. Chester Jenkins has pastored many years on the East Coast, a faithful friend, executive in the denomination, pastor, but more than that, as I've already said, friend. He went literally through hell getting here. Holiday traffic on airplanes in today's world is anything but pleasant. But he did not hesitate when I asked if he would come today in the funeral this afternoon to represent that part of my dad's life that most of this congregation does not know about, his years as an executive and servant at large for churches across the nation and the world. Dr. Chester Jenkins is still secretary of that denomination. He didn't hesitate to come, and I love you for it, Chester. We have been brothers for many years, and he too makes it easier to face this crisis. His mother was a saint in Israel, a rare minister of the order of my mother with her love and teaching ministry, and he knew the strength that her prayers and support gave, and he recently lost her. I felt no one could sense the spirit of this congregation and this pastor and my mother better than Chester Jenkins. Now, Chester, again, I say I love you for coming. The microphone is yours to greet the congregation. This afternoon, he'll be speaking more at length. Delight to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Scott, Mother Scott, and guests, what a happy congregation. It doesn't appear to be a funeral, but a coronation service. For Dad Scott was a real jewel. And all across this country, calls have come in to the office to share their thoughts and their love to the Scots and Dad Scott's homegoing. But it's been a real joy being a part of the service this morning. I too could picture Dad Scott being a part of this vivacious congregation, jubilant. We have something to sing about, something to shout about. And it is a real joy. It is not a sacrifice, Doc, to be a part of these days. Doc Scott has been a personal friend for many years, and not a friend when all friends move out, but one that moves in when everyone else moves out. Mom and Dad Scott were always a part of family. In fact, I consider them to be a biblical mom and dad of Israel. And we love you, Mother Scott, and it's a joy and a thrill that is mine and a privilege to be a part of this time when there is a hurt, there is a separation. I know that God, like Doc has already expressed, He does everything well. And hitherto the Lord has helped us, and there's going to be a great, great celebration this afternoon as we honor one of the great trophies of the grace of God, a man who touched all of our lives. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for these moments that we can share together. In the natural, we've lost someone very dear, someone very precious, someone very a part of this ministry.